I'm here this afternoon with some of the ladies that are involved in Messy Church, and some more than others. In fact, we have the founder of Messy Church here with us today, and you are?
I'm Lucy Moore.
Lucy, welcome. Tell us, what is Messy Church?
Messy Church is a way of being church for families to come to together, and mostly for people who don't already belong to a church, and it consists usually of a once-a-month gathering with a warm welcome, about an hour of activities exploring the Bible together, a short celebration with story, song and prayer, and then a meal for everybody to share.
And so is that for the younger children?
It's for people of all ages. It's for adults, very elderly people, teenagers and children as well.
And as the name suggests, is it messy?
It can be very messy. We always get cleared up afterwards, but it can be messy on the way. But it's more about the fact that church is for people with messy lives, messy people whose lives are in a mess, people who feel that their family's a mess. And sometimes in the past, church has projected that it's only for good people to go to, people whose lives are sorted. And Messy Church is trying to say, look, church is the best place to come to meet God when things aren't going smoothly. He can deal with people in a mess. Jesus was always meeting people in a mess.
Is there an element of creativity that kind of mirrors the creation itself within this?
There's a huge element of creativity. So we spend a lot of time getting our hands in the stuff of the earth and making something out of nothing to explore the Bible stories. And I think in doing that, we're reflecting something of who God is and the way that he made the earth and the wonderful things in it, and got his hands dirty in the process. And something about the importance of allowing people to play, to create, to recreate, to have recreation together. And for some adults especially, they've never been allowed to play. And it's a huge learning, growing, liberating, healing experience for them.
Well, that's fantastic. We're actually really here, or you're really here, today in the Diocese of Durham, because there's some ongoing training. What's that all about?
I've been invited by the diocese to come and do an afternoon, with which we've just finished, with clergy and others, to think about what next in Messy Church. So we've got people coming to our Messy Churches. How do we help them to go deeper? How do we grow them and grow with them as churches? And this evening we're looking at the idea of what is Messy Church, so just helping people to get started with it.
And is Durham unique? Does it only happen in Durham? But this is a worldwide organisation, surely?
It started in Portsmouth, but now it's hit about 15 countries worldwide and across the denominations. So Durham is a very important part of this huge network where we're all learning from each other. And there are elements which are fascinating in County Durham. About, I think you face some really interesting issues of community, perhaps deprivation, perhaps people for whom faith can be hugely, hugely important. And the heritage that you've got here of, you know, the deep down rooted British faith from the great figures of the past can pour an awful lot into the Messy Church network as a whole.
So you get a lot out of it coming to Durham to do some training then?
A massive amount. I always do. It's always give and take.